I'm listening to the new episode of the Movie Crypt, and it's an interview with Sean William Scott, and I'm reminded of when I was younger and I was obsessed with, for a period of time, the American Pie movies. I have a true love for sex comedies, teen sex comedies, much like Eli Roth does for the ones from the 1980s, I do for the ones from the, again, going back to this period, my coming of age period, the late 90s, early 2000s. That's when I became a man, and that's when I was obsessed with the American Pie series. So, anyway, let's get to it. Today's episode is about a movie called Cruel Jaws. And I'd like to read to you from the description on the Arrow streaming app. Cruel Jaws, 1 hour 34 minutes, 1995, Italy, directed by Bruno Mattei. This time it's even more personal than last time. Mid-90s sharksploitation that's cooler than a dozen Sharknados. Cruel Jaws is directed by Bruno Mattei. Shocking Dark, which was talked about previously on the podcast, and contains enough, quote, borrowed footage from Jaws, as well as Jaws 2. Deep Blood, an Arrow favorite. Enzo Castellari's The Last Shark. Ooh, I need to watch that one. That Peter Benchley gets a writing credit. The shameless and amazing Italian, quote, remake of Jaws sees a tiger shark bred by the Navy as a killing machine, wreaking. I never know if it's wreaking or wrecking havoc. Wreaking havoc on the sleepy tourist town of Hampton Bay, and also features a very familiar piece of music, but not the one you're thinking of. Oh, that's right, there's a Star Wars sting in this movie. It's so weird. The Star Wars music randomly comes into it. I just remembered that. Yeah, so this movie is, again, much like Deep Blood, it's kind of a boring Jaws remake slash ripoff. This one more, I guess, specifically a quote-unquote Italian remake, or an Italian quote-unquote remake. It even has Jaws in the title. I was pretty stoned while watching this. I don't remember much of it, to be honest. I just remember there's not a lot of excitement, not a lot of action, not a lot of scares, not a lot of people getting killed, which Jaws does have. Jaws keeps you entertained throughout, not just with the kills, I mean, obviously with everything, but it's like at least, you know, things are happening. There are events happening, cool effects. And this movie clearly didn't have the same budget. Bruno Mattei clearly isn't the director that Spielberg is. However, this is a step up from Shocking Dark, I thought. I thought Shocking Dark was pretty amateurish, borderline primitive. But this one, Cruel Jaws, is not only better directed and a much better movie than Shocking Dark, even though I like things about Shocking Dark, it was fun. This movie is not only better than that, I think this might actually be better directed than Deep Blood, and it might even be a better movie. Maybe I was just enjoying it more, I was paying more attention to it, but even still, I didn't really get a lot out of it. That's pretty much it, that's pretty much my review of Cruel Jaws. I'm gonna go smoke some weed and play some Red Dead Redemption 2. That's my plan anyway. Thank you for listening. See you at the movies, and I will be back on soon for more. I also want to watch Eps 3 and 4 of The Idol, talk about those on the pod. The first Idol episode of this pod has been wildly popular, the most popular episode of this sort of new season. At least of the more recent episodes. So thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. Just a quick update. I started watching The Execution Game, which is number 3 in the trilogy. they call it the Game Trilogy. Yeah, so it's The Most Dangerous Game, The Killing Game, The Execution Game. I'm watching them all on Arrow streaming. I'll read you the description, and I'll get more into the movie when I've seen more of it. I got maybe halfway through it or so. This one's a little boring again, just a little bit slow moving. I did fall asleep, not because I was bored, but just because I didn't get enough sleep last night. But before I did, oh no, I fell asleep, and then I put on Infinity Pool, and I fell asleep again. That's right, folks. I'm rewatching Infinity Pool. It's available on Hulu, and it's even better the second time. The Execution Game is what I'm watching now, and it's a fun crime movie. With a cool score. It's kind of a true, dope, old-school 1970s Yakuza movie. By the way, it's almost 1:30 in the morning. I'm high. I've just been sleeping, and I'm up now. I'm going to stay up for a while and then get some more sleep. I had kind of a crazy day yesterday. Almost a lost day in a way, because I smoked decently throughout the day, but also not at all because I got a lot of work done. Thank you for listening. I don't have much more to say about the Execution Game. I wonder if I read the description already. I don't know if I did. I'm going to pull it up real quick. Sorry for the pause. Okay. I remember now because just looking at the poster art on Arrow, I recall some work with a sniper rifle. Here's the description from the Arrow streaming app. This is the Execution Game from 1979, Japan, directed by Toru Murakawa. I apologize for the wind right now. I hope you can hear me okay. In the Execution Game, Narumi falls for a mysterious saloon bar chanteuse, who may or may not be part of the same shadowy underworld organization as the rival hitmen he is employed to rub out. So, directed by Toru Murakawa, but not written by him. Starring Yusaku Matsuda as Shohei Narumi. So he's the assassin guy, Narumi. I remember that name now. Yep. I wanted to see if I could find a longer description, but I could not, alas. This has been Video Nasties. I'm Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you at the movies.
This has been a production of Reptilian.